أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City and our focus on Women's Corner, today we will look at Surah number 60, and that is Surah Al-Mumtahana, translated as the examined one. 13 ayat, it's a Madani Surah. The surah is also known as Al-Imtihan, or the examination. Also Al-Mawadda, which is affection, and that comes from verse 7. But the title refers to the examined one, in particular to the women who left Makkah to go to Medina after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah as Muslims for protection. And we'll talk about it later on to see why they were examined or why they were subject to border control as such. But first, let's look at the benefits of recitation. Increased vision, protection from insanity, it's a cure for ailments if recited on water. And if you recite it in Wajib Salah, Allah fills your heart with Iman. I love that bit. So let's look at the focus of the surah. Well, it's a directive to disassociate from those who show enmity and to be just and compassionate to those who don't display animosity. Now that may seem quite simple, but the surah actually alludes to that. There is protection accorded to the women who left Makkah to take refuge in Medina as believers. And that's where the name comes from. So we've divided it into four sections. The first section is an instruction of no affection with an open enemy of divinity. So let's see what happened. The surah starts with Allah saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Don't take my enemy and your enemy for friends or those you're inclined towards. تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق. Would you offer them love while they deny what has come to you of the truth? And look what they did, Allah says. يخرجون الرسول وإياكم. They drove out the Prophet and yourselves only because أن تؤمنوا بالله وربكم, because you believed in Allah, your Rabb. Now let's see what happened. There was an immigrant from Makkah, a muhajir called Hatib, whose wife and children were left in Makkah. And he sent a message through a woman called Sarah to the Quraysh to say that if the Muslims were to come to Makkah, then please don't hurt my wife and family. In other words, he gave away the plans of the Prophet. Now, Jibreel advises the Prophet, who sends Imam Ali with a team to intercept this messenger. And when they get to her, they search through her belongings. They couldn't find anything. But Imam Ali tells her, look, my Prophet says, you have a message and you definitely have it. And she pulls it out from her hair. She'd hidden it in her hair. And she gives it to Imam Ali. And he takes it back to the Prophet. Hatib is called. And he was trying to appeal through love and compassion. And the ayah is actually saying they will never be your protective friends. Hatib is forgiven, but this is what happened. And that's why the ayah was revealed. In the second section, Allah cites the example of Prophet Ibrahim and his companions who kept clear of those who showed enmity and hatred. However, as a beautiful verse where he says to his father, this is ayah 4, it starts off from there. He tells his father, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ وَمَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. He tells his father, I will certainly ask forgiveness for you. And I don't control for you anything from Allah. And the dua is, our Rabb, on you do we rely, on to you do we turn, and to you is the eventual coming. I love this dua. Could include it in our kunut. The third section is where Muslims are enjoined to have just and compassionate relations towards those who do not show animosity. In fact, in ayah 7, Allah says, أَسَلَّهُ أَن يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَلَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. It may be that Allah will bring about friendship between you and those whom you hold to be your enemies amongst them. وَاللَّهُ قَدِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is powerful and Allah is forgiving and merciful. In other words, he's saying that you cannot bear animosity towards an entire people. He says, إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين. Allah only forbids you respecting those who impose war upon you on account of your religion, who drive you away from your homes and back up others in expelling you. He only tells you not to make friends with them. And then he says, whoever makes friends with them, they're definitely amongst the unjust. And finally, the fourth section from which the surah gets its name. You see, in the agreement of Hudaybiyah, in the treaty that was signed in Hudaybiyah, the Prophet signed a treaty with the Meccans which said that if a man from Mecca was to go to Medina, the Muslims have to return him. But if a person from Medina went to Mecca and took refuge there, then the Meccans would not have to return him. Well, after a while, there was a woman in particular, Sabia, daughter of Harith, who went to Medina from Mecca seeking refuge. And Ayah 10 to 12 were revealed on that basis to be able to ask them, to take affirmation from them that they were actually emigrating to Medina because they wanted to believe, because they wanted refuge and they needed protection. And they had to take a pledge. Look what Allah says. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتُ, when believing women come to you, يُبَايِعْنَكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا يُشْرِكْنَا بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. So you will take a pledge from them that they will not associate anything with Allah. وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَا وَلَا يَزْنِينَا وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنَّ, and they will not steal and they will not be disloyal in intimacy, and they will not kill their children. وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِبُهْتَانٍ يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّ وَأَرْجُلِهِنَّ, and they will not make up lies that they have fabricated between their hands and feet. وَلَا يَأْسِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ فَبَايِعْهُنَّ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and they will not disobey you in anything honorable, then accept their pledge and seek God's forgiveness for them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. And the Meccans were also told that the agreement of Hudaybiyah, the treaty of Hudaybiyah, was regarding men and did not include women. So the women were accorded protection. And thus the name of the surah, Al-Mumtahana, the examined woman, or the woman who was subject to border control, the woman who took a pledge, the woman who was accorded protection. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.